Excellent, girls. Thank you. That's how I like to be greeted, just so you all know. That's what I like. So you are more than welcome here to Hamilton Road this morning. We are delighted to have you here at our GB enrolment. And if you are unfamiliar to us or you're here supporting your girl, you're even more welcome this morning. And we hope that you take away something about just what we do here at Hamilton Road with you. So, Emma, thank you very much for reading this passage so beautifully. And I'd like to invite you all to open up your Bibles to Matthew chapter 13. This should be in the pew in front of you. It's page 986 in those Bibles, if you'd like to join me as we just dive into a wee bit about this parable. So there were many things that drew me to this passage this morning. There was a beautiful poem that Suzanne found all about gardening here. And then when I read it, it said that Jesus came and a great crowd gathered around him. And oh, will you look at that? A great crowd has gathered here this morning. And it is brilliant to have you all here. I'm also very relieved. I had a nightmare last night that I came up and I was this height. And that was with the help of a step. So I'm very relieved that I am of the right height too. So we dive into this parable. Jesus is preaching to crowds gathered around him. Jesus often taught in parables, girls, and the best way that I was ever taught to remember a parable is it's an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And I wasn't taught that as a little girl. I was taught that as an adult by my husband when I went to talk about a parable. It is the best way that I can think of remembering a parable. So Jesus often spoke in these ways, but it had a deeper meaning. It had an underlining meaning, and hopefully we'll get into our parable this morning. So girls, if you can't remember the reading this morning, or maybe you're struggling to find it in your Bibles, I have a beautiful visual here this morning, which I prepared, slaved over, in fact. No, I didn't. It's soil. It was very, very easy. And I'm just going to dive into a wee bit about what each thing means. So the first thing that Jesus spoke about was some dry ground. He talked about a farmer planting seeds, and he talked about dry ground. And I want you to look at this here. Does that look like it would be very fruitful, girls? This very first one? Do you think you could grow anything worthwhile there? No? It's not very good. You see, when a seed goes into the ground, it needs soil, it needs something for it to get to bury its roots, for it to start to grow. And the dry ground gave nothing. And now if you look in chapter 13, and everybody, if we go to verse 19, we can read how Jesus explained this part of his parable. He said, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom, so that's the word of God. When anybody hears about God and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown to his heart. And he said that on this dry ground, that seed was snatched away by the birds in the air. It was taken away from them before they could even get their roots in. Now, the best way I can think to describe this one is, grown-ups, hands up, have you heard of the literary and film character Sherlock Holmes? Hands up if you've heard of him. Excellent. Boys and girls, have you heard of the film Sherlock Gnomes, the sequel to Romeo and Juliet? Yeah, one of my favourite films. Right. So, we all know Sherlock Holmes, or Gnomes. He's a detective. He's working things out, and he has his best friend Watson by his side. But Watson and Sherlock look at the same scene, and Sherlock goes, ah, I know who did it. But Watson's sitting looking going, what? How can you tell that from? I'm looking at the same thing you are. He gets so confused. And Sherlock has this very famous phrase where he goes, you see, but you do not observe. And that's a wee bit like this. This is when people see God, where they get introduced to God, but they don't understand it. And before they get a chance to, it gets taken right up, and they move on with their life, and they don't get to dig those roots deep. So then our next one here, with lots of rocks here. What do you notice about that? Do you think that would be good for planting anything that you want to grow, girls? What do you reckon? There's not a lot of room, is there? Look, the soil's very shallow, isn't it? The rocks have squashed the soil really thin. And what it says, what Jesus tells us, is that when we plant a seed in ground like that, it's shallow. The roots, because it's shallow, they grow quite quickly and they grow quite tall, but then they can't get their roots any deeper. And then when the sun comes out, oh, they start to wither and go, oh, it's just too much. And they shrink and they shrink and they shrink. And now if you join me to read verses 20 to 21, this is what Jesus says to explain it. As for what was sown on the rocky ground, this is for the one who hears the word immediately, receives it with joy, yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while, and when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. So this is us. If we have the seed of God planted in us, it's taken a wee bit of root. We're quite excited. Oh, wow, I've never heard about God before. Oh, I'd really like to get to know him. I'm going to pray. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to do my studies. This is what I'm going to do to learn more about him. But then maybe you think, oh, this is a wee bit embarrassing. Maybe your friends don't know Jesus, so they kind of, you know, don't understand where you're coming from, and you feel like a wee bit of a weirdo. So you start maybe not talking to people about what you're doing. Then all of a sudden you'll decide maybe to go out and play with your friends instead of doing your Bible study that night. Or maybe, you know, your friends are doing something on a Sunday morning and you say, oh, well, I'm going to do what all my friends are doing instead of going to church, where I know is where I should be and I know where I learn about God. And eventually, you know, these rocks, these things in your life that just come in and make your soil really shallow, and then your roots can't grow any further and you wither and you die away again. Then our next one that Jesus gives us is this. Now, my thorns were expertly designed and created by the seniors of GB. Have you ever seen such a vibrant array of weeds in your life? I hope none of you have neon gardens, but our thorns are neon, and they've filled our kind of soil. Do you think there's any room for a flower or a plant to grow in there, girls? Do you think? No, there's still not a lot of room in there. And you know, Jesus says about this soil that the seed is planted, and although it initially grows, it's crowded out by these thorns, and again, it withers with no help to grow. And now in verse 22, we'll read how Jesus explained this. So he said, as for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. So this is when, you know, we've received the word of God. So we hear about God and we're excited and we start to grow. But then all of a sudden, other things take priority in our life. Maybe it's, oh, I'd rather be popular and God doesn't make me popular. Or I'd rather be going out the most every week and be really, really cool. Grown-ups, it might be money. It's like, oh, I need money. I need more money. I need to pay my bills. It could be anything that creeps up and takes priority over God, so much so that you're actually investing more in growing your thorns than you are in the seed of God. So the seed of God, although it was there, it's not being attended to anymore. So it withers and it dies because you're letting the weeds grow around it and take priority. But then lastly, there is our good soil. Now, I made this soil here, and then I came in and saw this beautiful bunch of flowers. So instead of looking at my tray of soil, I'm going to point you towards this beautiful bouquet of flowers. Because in good soil, when a seed is planted, there's no, it's in soil, it's not on dry ground. It doesn't have any rocks hindering its growth. It doesn't have any thorns overwhelming it and making it wither. They have space to bloom, to flourish, and to grow. And if you join me in reading verse 23, we'll see what Jesus says about this good soil. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, in another 30. This is the seed that is planted and then grows, but doesn't just grow, grows more and more and more. Maybe even they find some seeds that they can plant in other beds, so more things can be grown. And that's when we hear the word of God. And you know, our roots are so strong that we're able to knock off the rocks as they come. Our roots are strong enough to take those rocks away. That's when we grow our roots so strong that we are able to see when a thorn or when a weed starts to grow, and we can make sure that that's out, that that's not going to hinder the growth of our seed. That's when our roots are so deep that we can grow so tall and so high that the word of God, we just grow in our faith, we grow in our knowledge, we grow in our love of God, and we really, really get to walk with him in our lives. Now, sometimes I find that we can be a mix of these four. You might find that, you know, generally I'm in good soil, but I definitely have one thorn that I need to get rid of. There's one thing that I'm letting take priority right now. You could find that you're dry, but you have rocks as well. You know, you've had things happen and, you know, you just can't shift those rocks away. Maybe you're rock and thorny. I hope not. But maybe you have rocks and you have thorns and you just feel like, if I'm hearing this, but there's no way my roots can get deeper. But girls, what you'll learn throughout this year is that you can be the good soil. You don't have to have the thorns in your life. You don't have to have rocks. You can have the brilliant soil that gives you fruitful flowers or plants or whatever can be in your garden. And what can come from your garden? It can be the things that were read in our poem that's here. That's when we realize we can make the time, is when we have our good garden. We can do our turnips, which I thought was quite funny. Then we can do our lettuce. We can grow our peas, and we can squash what we need to squash. This is what we can grow in our garden, because girls, see the GB leaders around you. They know God. See the people up here and people in this room. We know God too. And he is the best thing that's happened to us, because you, when you learn about Jesus, when you learn that he died for you on the cross so your sins could be forgiven, and just like the explorer sang, so we can get to know God again, that changes your life. It changes your life, and you'll want that little life to grow deeper inside of you, and you'll want to grow and know more about God and be who he made you to be. And so, girls, I really hope you seize that opportunity in GB. Do you know, when we were down here on Friday night, I was explaining to the explorers just what enrollment means. And I explained to them that when they stand up and say that they're going to be loyal to GB, they're not standing up and saying, I'm going to come in and have my gutties really clean every Friday. Although I'm sure the leaders would appreciate that. It's not that they're gonna come in and they're gonna nail all the competitions. It's not that they're gonna come in and they're gonna be like, woo, every Friday. It's that they've come in and they're gonna dedicate themselves to learning about God. GB, above all, is to seek, serve, and follow Christ. And when they said we do, and when the officers said I do, and when Suzanne said I do, and sub-officers said I do, they made a commitment to God. They made a commitment to get to know him better, to grow their roots deeper, and they'll need your help to do that as well. They'll need you to encourage them. You need to go to GB. You need to grow your roots. They'll need you to encourage them to see the importance of the Bible. And boys and girls and adults, grannies, grandas, aunties, uncles, the wider family, if you're here and you don't normally come to church, we would love to see you here to grow your roots with us. We are all here just as seeds, trying to grow our roots deeper, trying to know God a wee bit more. And you have a brilliant opportunity to do that in GB. And we have a brilliant opportunity to do that here in church. We would love for you to hear about Jesus, understand it, and get excited. Get those roots deeper and really grow in your love and knowledge of him. So as you go home, what kind of soil are you? Are you the dry ground? Are you the rocks? Are you the thorns? Or do you think you're good soil? What do you think you are? Because no matter what, you can always be good soil. And God can help you get there. Let's pray.